This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for March 10th. I'm Paul Plack. Cessna is celebrating the delivery of the 9,000th single-engine piston aircraft to be produced at its plant in Independence, Kansas. It was a 182. Boeing, which will apparently be the only bidder in the KCX aerial tanker competition, has chosen the Pratt & Whitney PW4062 engine to power the tanker, which is based on the 767 airframe. EADS reports the nation's partnering in development of the Airbus A400M military transport have reached an agreement in principle which will put the program back on track despite its delays and overruns. Despite the recession, EADS reports in its 2009 financials that it delivered 498 aircraft for the year. That's up 15 from 2008, and says its backlog stands at 389 billion euros. The U.S. Department of Transportation has assessed a $40,000 civil penalty against U.S. Airways for violating rules that require airline price ads to disclose the full price consumers must pay. Boeing and Turkish Airlines have finalized an order for 20 next-gen 737 airplanes, including 10 of the new 737-900 extended-range model. Former FAA Administrator Jane Garvey has joined the board of directors of Metron, the air traffic management company. President Obama will come to Florida April 15th to host a White House conference on the administration's new vision for America's future in space. Army combat pilots are raving about the performance of their new Black Hawk UH-60M helicopters after 12 months on the job in Afghanistan. And the Flying Greek, retired Colonel Stephen Pisanos, has received the French Legion of Honor Medal at age 90. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, Skip Koss of Concord Battery has tips for the care and feeding of your battery. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.